Transit officer Paul Nielsen says the driver turned in front of an oncoming train, but is expected to be okay.
Some Utah Highway Patrol troopers are sleeping in right now after some overtime shifts last night looking for drunk or impaired drivers on Halloween. Sergeant Richard Nielsen explains what they look for.
Look for cars that are not driving like the normal motoring public. People that are not maintaining their lane, they're swerving in and out of their lane. They're making wide left or right-hand turns.
A DUI blitz in Davis County last weekend resulted in 88 traffic stops and 3 arrests.
It's not a done deal, but it looks like Sugar House could be getting a new police precinct. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has more in the KSL 24-Hour News Center. Heather?
Well, Amanda, during a public meeting on Tuesday, the Director of Community and Neighborhoods accidentally mentioned Salt Lake is looking to add a precinct in the 2100 South, 2100 East neighborhood. The subject was discussed behind closed doors, but Sugar House Community Chairman Landon Clark says it would be welcome.
I think increased police presence will put more officers in the community, which I think is what they're hoping for.
Clark says another meeting is scheduled for Wednesday to discuss timeline and logistics for a precinct at 21st and 21st. Live, Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather now with Grant Wayman. It's looking like a pretty wet weekend along the Wasatch Front with a series of storms.